Welcome to the NAREIT REIT Report podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Borgson-Keto, and joining us today to help us better understand the topic of blockchain technology is Brad Case, NAREIT's Senior Vice President for Research and Industry Information. Welcome, Brad.
Thank you, Sarah.
So blockchain is a term that we hear more and more about these days, but it's hard to get a clear sense of what it really involves. Could you start by giving us a basic overview of how the technology works?
Yeah, blockchain is essentially a set of practices that make it possible to keep records of who owns assets. And it was developed in connection with the development of cryptocurrencies, just to keep track of who owns units of each cryptocurrency. But the blockchain technology itself is separate from cryptocurrencies. And it's not exactly the same as distributed ledger, but I think for purposes of thinking about the effect on real estate, I think it's probably worth treating them as if they're synonyms. So a distributed ledger is really a widespread set of records that make it impossible for somebody to lie about ownership of certain assets.
Turning specifically to real estate, what are some of the ways in which the impact of blockchain technology could be felt? And in fact, is it already playing a role?
Yeah, we're just at the beginning stages. One of the things that's most important in the real estate asset class is that there are huge costs of maintaining records of property ownership that municipal governments typically incur. And not only of keeping the records, but of making sure that the records aren't falsified. When somebody buys a property, they have to go through a process of establishing that the person they're buying it from actually owns it. And so that is the kind of thing that can be done through distributed ledger or blockchain technology much more efficiently. And on top of that, governments have to keep records of the characteristics of the property in order to figure out how much to charge for property taxes. And that's the sort of thing that's very important for a buyer of property to know. Blockchain or distributed ledger technology makes it possible to keep those records at much lower cost and with lower probability of fraud.
Do you anticipate that blockchain's impact will differ when it comes to the private and public real estate markets?
Yes, I think it's going to have a huge impact, and especially for investors looking at the public and private sides of the real estate market and comparing them. When you invest in real estate on the public side of the market, that's simply by buying stock in a REIT, and that's something that you can do in a matter of seconds. On the private side of the market, when you invest in real estate, that means you're buying a building. Or you're giving your money to somebody else who's buying a building. And that process takes roughly 6 months on average. Most of that is what's called due diligence. As I said, you have to establish that the person you're buying the property from really owns it. You have to find out information about the characteristics of the building itself that enable you to figure out what you think it's worth. And that comes down to both the property characteristics and leasing information. And all of that information, all of the contract information, can be put in what's called smart contracts. And that's part of the blockchain technology or the distributed ledger technology. And so blockchain has the potential to cut due diligence from a matter of several months to literally a matter of a few days, without, as I said, the possibility of fraud to nearly the same extent that we have it now. The important thing about that is reducing the time required to do due diligence reduces the differences in measurement of returns between the public and private sides of the real estate market. And frankly, most of the reason for investing in private real estate is to take advantage of the differences in the way returns are measured. And blockchain has the technology to bring those to a minimum and eventually eliminate them. And that frankly will eliminate a lot of the appeal of private real estate investing relative to REIT investing.
Brad, thanks so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure.
And to our listeners, be sure to visit REIT.com for previous episodes of the REIT Report podcast.